Hopefully right-wing dictators save the world. I got a feeling they won't.
I know. Yeah, that's been an ongoing thing.
Nice.
And then all these people, a lot of it too is like, it's the reason these guys, part of it, they can propel themselves to power so hard is because like the hard left is so fucking annoying that if you oppose them, people are just like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes. It's like what I was saying about
just like the top of a roller coaster, you're like, yes, 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 yes. You see the top, you're like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, the whole way up, you're like, this is gonna be so sick. This is sick. We're still going? We're still going higher?
Holy fuck.
We're going high, huh? Oh, that's a straight drop. That is straight down. Fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's what I was telling Claire when she like last night, she was like, you actually like Donald Trump. I was like, no, stop. Don't do that. She was like, I can't believe it, and like was mad. I was like, I just hate the people who hate him.
Fair enough.
Who are like most open about hating Donald Trump tend to be fucking douchebags. Yeah. Douchebags.
They suck, dude. Well, it's funny because then like I'll watch. I'm like, I'm gonna watch a Trump rally, dude. There's no way he.
I was watching Trump rallies.
I've watched a couple of them.
They're hilarious.
They are funny.
Then he does the same thing. Watch it. Watch a Trump.
He
rally.
He has like an act.
He has an act. He's been running an act. That's so funny. I watched. I was a little high and I watched like six Trump rallies in a row. Same exact setup, but he within 5 or 6 minutes at the 5 or 6 minute mark, he points to the media in the back, and has everybody turn around and boo them.
What?
Usually within at the 5 or 6 minute mark.
So I like just I like skip because there's always like a fucking half an hour of just like the flag and it's like come on.
Music.
So I'm like, come on, I'm skipping forward.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I skipped to when it was just like, we got to build the wall. We got to build. And there's a chant like, build the wall. And I'm like,
dude,
all right.
That's where they get all of his most outrageous quotes and shit. Like when he made fun of Ford.
What did he say about Ford?
He was like, she doesn't know when it was, what the year was, what she was doing at the party.
Oh, yeah.
What does she know? Like all that. And the crowd's laughing.
Yeah.
So he goes out and does these shows. Yeah. He's a touring comedian. He runs an hour every night in an arena. He's Kevin Hart, dude. He's a little Kev.
Does he get paid for his talks or is that just
No, I don't think he can.
I didn't think he could either.
I mean, he probably does.
I mean, he's probably going to win again because of him.
Did anyone do
these kind of like tours when they were president? I don't really remember this.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I don't remember Obama. I mean, Trump from day one, he loves it. He loves running his hour.
He does.
He's working on a solid hour right now. I've seen it.
They got to give him a Netflix and just have, be like, all right, dude, let's see what the fuck you're talking about.
Hopefully Netflix comes up with enough money to buy him out of office and be like, dude, we're just going to give you a series.
Yeah.
Just kill it, dude. You
they
say whatever
just
the fuck you want.
Be like a Kardashian or something. That's not a bad
That's
life.
That's what he is.
Yeah. It's not a bad life. It's like, dude, can you stop doing it? Because it's like, so I'll watch the people talk about him. I'm like, God, you guys are so fucking annoying. Then I'll watch him like, we got to talk about immigration. And then it's just 50,000 people like, build a wall. And I'm like, all right, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Those rallies are fucking bad.
They're scary, dude.
And when he does the 5 minute mark where he's like, look at him. Look at him in the back. That's them. They're liars. The whole arena turns around and boos the camera. It's like, damn, dude.
That's crazy.
And everyone's laughing the whole time. Like, it's a fun fucking, like, Trump walks out. He's like, here we are. We did it. No one can stop us. It's basically how we start the podcast every week. Like, damn, we did it, dude. Everyone said we couldn't do it.
Can you believe you're here for another rally? Sold out.
Trump brought up the electoral. He brings up the Electoral College every night.
What's his point with it?
He's just like, look at it. We won. Here's the map. All red, baby. We did it.
Apparently PA, the governor, so whoever's trying to oppose Tom Wolf came out and said he's going to stomp his face with golf cleats.
Yeah, that
But it was preceded with Tom Wolf trying to say, like, whatever this guy does for a living, I think he actually is a trash guy. He has a trash company.
Oh.
Tom Wolf.
Fuck with them, Tommy.
Yeah, dude. Tom Wolf came at his, like, trash business, basically being like, he doesn't do that. Trying to say he was a deadbeat and doesn't pay things.
Damn.
This dude was like,
I'll fucking kill you, dude.
I don't know if people know about independent waste haulers, dude, but it's an industry associated.
Yeah, I found out.
A lot of times with organized crime.
Yeah, I found out, dude. Don't talk to them. Don't even try to say, let's not do this. Don't show any weakness to them. Don't acknowledge that they exist.
The trash men build themselves
Scott
up.
Scott Wagner.
That's Wagner. The guy's name, Wagner.
I think it's Wagner. He's the guy who has signs all along the turnpike that are like, Scott Wagner.
I'll
like,
stomp your face with
greedy,
golf cleats.
The guy greedy politicians fear.
Damn,
every time I see
it,
I'm like, dude, greedy politicians are so fearful.
Tom Wolf, dude, is a greedy politician.
Every greedy politician
so
fears Wagner.
I just saw Chappelle talking with some other guy on, I think it was NBC or CNN. It was Chappelle, an anchor, some black dude, I forget his name, and then some like politician. and they're asking Chappelle about like all the you know, what Kanye's up to, all this stuff. And like when they asked Chappelle about Kanye, he just went and started walking on the stage. Like, I'm out of here. And he left. And then like he came out and was like, yeah, I fucking like him, man. You know, it is what it is. And then, but the politician would be like, keep jumping in on stuff and be like, people want to scapegoat people. This is just that. The party that really helps people when it comes down to is Democrats. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you're scapegoating people right now, dude. Shut up. Yeah. Like, I would just love for someone to be like on with a politician and be like, you're a fucking freak, dude. Like, just talk like a normal person. Yeah. Stop doing your weird act as a politician. What do you actually think?
Yeah.
Having like, I don't know what you're doing. It's like, you guys are fucking freaks.
I think we're going to get
shapeshifters.
Yeah. I think we're going to get to a point where this is me. I'm doing Joe Rogan right now.
Oracle?
With a cybernetic future.
I love your split brain. You're like, I got a good idea. And the other part comes around the back and it's like, you're fucking gay, dude.
Yeah, dude, don't ever try to sound smart. You're fucking fat and gay. Every time, dude. You can listen to any one of these episodes. If I try to say something intellectual, I'm instantly like, so fucking gay. I'm gay for this. But here's the thought. Same thing with movies. Like the dialogue in movies, like when it's corny.
Yeah.
Like when you're like, people don't talk like that.
Yeah.
I think that's going away.
Yeah.
And then I think like the same way it used to when they're like, like people are like, no one talks like this.
Yeah.
And then it's still like dialogue in movies is improving to the point where it's like, this is a real conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody has a witty response every fucking time.
Yeah.
Nobody's charming constantly. Like all that.
You see cops go to a crime scene. You're like, whoa, somebody was let's take a burger. Yeah. Like somebody was hungry.
Yeah. It's like, no, dude, they show up and like, oh Jesus Christ.
There's a whole group of people who love that shit, man. Like,
yeah, idiots.
Yeah,
but
they were a guy like every fucking dude in every movie is like at some point like a certain type of movie hits his walk-in closet and there's like 16 watches, 50 button-down shirts, and it's just a whole scene of this guy getting dressed and it's like,
yeah, it's The Rock.
That's real. Yeah, exactly. It's
the fucking Rock.
Who are like, I have so many. Let's check out my wardrobe.
Look at all my cufflinks.
All I have are suits in my closet.
I love cufflinks and working out, and I disrupt. It's like, you're in Jumanji, dude. You don't disrupt, you fucking loser. Fuck The Rock. All right, back to this point. So, like, I think that's changing. I think it's like news correspondents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, local news, that fucking cadence they use, that's got to change.
Yeah, they got to keep it on it.
And I think politicians are going to have to change, too.
Well, they're doing it because they saw Trump came out, and it was just like, rather than being like, well, he was just like, I pay you, da-da-da-da. Yeah. Dude, they all were like, fuck. Because now I'm noticing all of them doing it, and they're like, he's a jerk. They'll say, like, jerk off, or and they know it's like a political strategy now.
Yeah.
But even that will become a thing people do. Because that's becoming I'm watching politicians now. They're like, oh, we can talk like this now. They're like, oh, it works really well. They're all doing it.
Yeah, when they fake it, you can tell. Like, when someone fakes,
Rubio will try to do it.
When someone tries to swear,
mm-hmm.
like, I'll never forget Kellen Winslow. He played tight end. He was at Miami.
Yeah.
This is while he was still at Miami. He, like, leveled some dude from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they're like, a reporter was like, it looked like you tried to hurt him. And he was like, hell yeah, I tried to hurt him. I'm a fucking soldier. And it just came out like, dude, why'd you try to swear?
Well, that's like me if I were to try to be like, what's up, dog? If people are like, we can tell by, like, you got to master those minute, like, tongue muscles to, like, not sound like you're just kind of putting on an act. When people curse who don't usually curse and they try to be cool with it, it's like, they always hesitate for a second, too. Like, he's just a fucking asshole.
Man. But yeah, I think that'll change. I think hopefully we can get past all the BS, man. And just really
we'll see. Unless
cut
we
down
dip
to
into
people
fucking,
being honest.
Unless we come into like a ton of right-wing dictators, dude.
Right-wing dictators.
China's a left.
Keep it 100.
China's a left-wing. They're full communism, right?
Yeah. That's what happens when the left goes wild.
Yeah.
The Chinese will get you. And they'll be like, all right, we're going to ban Muslims.
Yeah.
Except they really do it.
They're Chinese banning Muslims?
The Chinese are issuing some real strict laws on the Muzzies, dude.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Chinese. They have Chinese Muslims?
Yeah, I think China might border Pakistan.
I can see some Muzz overflow in there.
Yeah, I think.
That's red pill, blue pill. If you're like a Pakistani Muslim that needs to get out, it's like, do I go the way of Chinese or do I go the way of America?
Come to a fucking USA, dude.
Yeah, we'll at least have people to like pretend
to
stick up for
you. You can just turn into a wigger and be like, yo, dog. I was like, yo, dad, what the fuck are they fucking challenging us for, dog?
Did you see the guy, the Trump's one aide, who everyone keeps saying that he's drunk?
Yeah,
he's
drunk, this fucking lunatic. Yeah. What's his name? Like Nurnberger? What's his name?
I forget, honestly. I just know everyone's like, I'm sorry, I have to ask this. Are you drunk? And he's like, I'm on depression medication. Is that okay? Dude, that is so funny.
Oh, man, I have fallen greatly in my support for our fearless leader, Donald Trump. The joke finally ended
you
for
tried,
me.
You tried, dude. You tried.
I made it a year of thinking it was funny.
Yeah.
Now it's finally. Although the Oscars pushed me back a little. Every time I start to actually be rational about Donald Trump, the left is right there for me.
They're like, no.
To just be like, dude, go back.
Yeah.
You're not welcome on this side. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's what sucks. I mean, yeah, it's like the... It's just so annoying because then you're like, yeah, this shit is fucked up. Then you watch that side of it and you're like, oh, God, Jesus Christ.
If you're strongly on either of those sides, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, it sucks. Before I went to bed last night, I started watching Trump, his debates, the highlights from that.
So funny.
Dude, it's like surreal to watch. Like, oh my, I can't believe that he actually
it's
did
fucking all
that.
Insane.
Him versus Jeb Bush, dude, is so fucking
funny.
Yeah,
he's like, you got a lot more energy tonight, Jeb. You're doing good.
I was watching them debate, and it's literally, dude, it's like, you know when we fuck around and like be like trying to like throw each other under the bus? They're just doing that.
Yeah,
there's no way they're not laughing. When they get done, they're like, ah, you motherfucker. You got... Like, dude, they're like, but the people in Florida that try to put a casino that you unite, and then he's like, and it's like he gives a fuck. Like, the Bushes give a fuck if there's a casino in Florida. Like, they're talking about someone from the Bush family was like, what? They're putting a casino in Florida? Those poor people.
Not in Florida.
I gotta stop that. It's like, dude, the fact that people watch that and take that seriously is so bizarre to me. But I stood up against a casino. And he's like, Jeb, trust me, if I won a casino, I'd have one. If I wanted one, there'd be one there. I didn't want one there. Dude, it was...
Yeah, that's why he died, because he could shit talk. He was used to, like, reality TV and, like, I'm gonna banter with you in, like, a non-political setting where everybody else is, like, come up through regular political speeches and shit.
I was watching comics talk shit. I was watching, like, fat female comics making fun of Donald Trump, like, poorly at an open mic, and I was like, dude... If you let Donald...
So you're just at an open mic.
Yeah, basically. I was like, dude, if Donald Trump just... If you gave the mic to Donald Trump for 40 seconds after one of these people...
Oh, my God.
He would fucking eviscerate them. He's like, fat, almost unwatchable. Truly, not one moment where it was funny. Disgusting. She's disgusting. She's a fat pig. It's sad.
Dude. And that's a person who's trying to learn how to shit talk. He was just blown away. But the like, best, politicians, like, not used to that
shit,
man.
They're fucking weirdos, dude. The best is that one moment where he had the whole country watching him, and they're like, you've called women pigs, ugly, fat, and you watch his face as he realizes, like, I'm watching, like, the place is pin drop silent, and you see the moment when he goes, oh, I know what I'm going to say, and he goes, only Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah,
and
you
then
can
the
always,
whole crowd is like, this is a presidential election, dude.
Yeah. Always see
whole
the comebacks.
Crowd's like, yes.
You can see the comebacks coming. Yeah, like, during his speech, like, some of you will be talking, and he's like, he just gives a little subtle like nod or real his whole face changes.
He sucks his face
and then he leans into the mic like that and he's like, because you'd be in jail. It's like, yes, dude, it's over.
It's so crazy to watch. But that thing where the lady, like, youth, imagine people in a room like, all right, hit him with this one, there's no way he can weasel out of this, and he's like, yeah, only Rosie O'Donnell. The whole crowd goes,
fuck, you killed.
Damn.
So he's probably miserable now. Like, I think that's what he wanted to do.
Who?
He wanted that part, I feel like. Like, Trump, like, enjoyed fucking that.
He does that all day long. Did you ever read his Twitter? He hasn't stopped, bro.
I try not to.
He was just on Fox and Friends this morning. It was completely set up from what I saw. Really? Did you see that when he walked past?
Mm-mm.
So there was this thing. There was, like, a thing in the news cycle last week about how Trump just, like, all the press was at the White House. And Fox and Friends just so happened to be doing a Fox and Friends outside the White House. So Trump walks past all the press or asking him questions and, like, you know, fake news, out of my way. Sits down at Fox and Friends, like, thanks, you guys are a real news source. And, like, you know, kind of does like that angle.
Yeah,
but so he doesn't stop, dude.
Maybe he's still having fun with it then. Because he really enjoys that.
On the Fox and Friends thing, he's talking about Kim Jong-un. And he was like, it's like he's trying to fuck with people right now. Because at one point he was like, they're like, yeah, but isn't he, like, what, from, like, a humanitarian perspective, how do you, like, call, you know, how, why are you being an ally with this guy? He's like, I'll tell you what, he's a tough leader. He's tough.
He's starving his whole country.
It's like, when he tells his people to stand up, they stand up. God. I wish some of my people would do that.
Holy shit, he said that?
Yeah, on Fox and Friends. And people try to hold it to him. He's like, oh, please get over it.
I heard a conspiracy theory. You might love this. All right, so conspiracy theory that, like, Kim Jong-un is going to disarm nuclear and stuff. It's going to work out and whatever else. But he's only doing it because Putin is in his ear being like, you need to disarm whatever else to get Trump another 4 years and reelected after he solves the Korean crisis so that Putin can still influence Trump and America and stuff. That's a conspiracy theory I heard. I don't really believe it, but it's interesting.
Wrong.
All right. It's not that.
Debunked.
Yeah. I thought you were going to have him on the line on that.
Yeah, no, I thought you were going to jump in and be like, this would be interesting. It would certainly work, and it would just hit me with a wrong.
If he hadn't taken Lionhead mushrooms today. But he's
You're close to the answer.
You're close to the truth.
Oh, my God.
But really, the United States, Russia, and North Korea are the ones who are in cahoots right now, and the EU and Canada are against those three.
Dude, the listener can't see this, but you're a minority reporting with your hands.
Well, no, the globalists want for the United States to get nuclear fallout with either North Korea or Russia, preferably Russia, so that way the fallout's so disastrous they can start a one-world government, New World Order takeover. That's why they're running stuff against. The fact that he denuclearized North Korea, that's why the press is like, so what? Bullshit. So they want us to go to fucking war.
You think CNN wants us to go to a nuclear war?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I think they definitely don't want the Korean War.
You've never hung out with like people who are like bazillionaires, dude. Nah. They're literally they play Risk with us. You know, you think like, oh no, you know, we're fucking pawns. We really are. Like, there's a level of wealth that just we're fucking retarded against, dude. That's true. Like, you know, like we're ants. We are. There's certain people have so much money that they're just kind of like, I've hung out with the wealthy.
You have.
Ever since I started taking Lion's Head. No, I knew one guy who was pretty rich, and he used to like call like he would just say like
you knew one rich guy.
Yeah, he would call mean to poor people, worker people. So he'd be like, yeah, well, they're just like worker people. Yeah, man.
You're not wrong. I worked for.
Everybody's always like he's so homophobic and all that shit. Like I literally
Trump.
Yeah, like I had to Google last night. I was like Trump homophobic. Like what has he done?
Yeah.
What has Trump done that was homophobic?
I think it's just banning when he did the transgender military ban.
Which didn't take effect. He just tweeted that.
And it's also like, dude, if you're trans, I could see why you're bummed out. If you were fucking on the front lines, like in firing squads, and they were like, yo, we're not gonna let trans up there, you'd be like, okay,
yeah, that works.
Cool,
for me.
Thanks. That's pretty
you
chill.
You want to be in the trenches next to that? They're shooting guns at me. Yeah, this is not fair.
Like, actually, it's a sign of freedom and power.
Yeah, that's one thing that's funny because when I Googled Trump homophobic,
yeah,
which I was searching. I guess this guy.
That's a 2 a.m. search, dude, which is lizard eyes. Like, I gotta crack.
Well,
the code.
I can't figure it out because why he keeps getting called homophobic.
I mean, he's everything right now. Once you're one thing, you're everything now. So if you're like Muslim travel ban, you hate transgenders.
He's definitely a fucking moron.
He's like, not a moron, though, dude.
Well, he is.
I think he's levels. I think he's leagues beyond, dude.
No, dude, he's
fucking functioning in like absolute most shark infested waters.
Sure, he's definitely not stupid.
If a moron was in there, it would be even worse.
But what he's saying most of the time is extremely idiotic.
Well, he's a fucking demagogue, dude. He gets people hyped up.
He can't talk.
He's good at talking.
He's very poor at speaking.
He's very good at hitting
he's
buttons.
A poor speaker.
What is he? What is an example?
Just
not. I'm not doing that. I hate my girlfriend does that to me. She's like, when did I name one thing?
Okay.
And it's like, fuck.
Look at my African American over there. Look at him.
Yeah.
Isn't he great?
Yeah.
I mean, I could go
but
on
he's
for
70.
Hours.
He's 70.
Yeah, but he's a poor public speaker.
He said, look at my African American over
there.
Yeah,
there was a black dude at a rally. He's like, look at my African American over there. Look at him. He's.
I think he's good at.
He's a con man who's tapping into whatever white trash wants to hear.
Yeah, but now he's going to get a Nobel Peace Prize for uniting South.
That would
make
me so happy. I mean, I want him to do well, and I think it's funny when he does well. Like when Kanye half endorsed him.
What in the very beginning?
When Kanye? No. Right now.
Kanye has a signed MAGA hat, dude.
Yeah, but his whole thing is he's like, love people you hate.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually what he's trying to say.
True, yeah.
But it's also, like, that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just, anything good that Trump does or has going for him makes me laugh. Because
thanks,
of
Kanye.
How
very
many people
cool.
Are like, he's a homophobic monster. He's racist. He's going to kill us all.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
No, he's a fucking president.
Yeah.
He's a dipshit.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, he's just a psycho.
Yeah.
But it, Jesus, I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, I hope
I'm waiting for Kanye. I hope Kanye's new album is so good. It's funny.
It's
too.
Terrible so far.
Really?
I mean, he's released some tracks about
what's,
this.
What are the songs like?
There's
I
one,
love everybody.
There's one that's him and T.I. rapping back and forth about the conversation about what's happening right now.
That's tight.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but you got to understand me, exactly. Though. Yeah, I know. But it's, you got to understand.
Like, you got to understand where you're coming from,
T.I. will do
from,
anything
bro.
Right now to get it fucking famous. Dude, he's tried everything. Imagine if you featured on his album, and then he pulled the signed MAGA hat, and you're like, "What? Oh, fuck, come on, man. Like, that's a fucking silver bullet in rap world. Being a rapper and be like, I fucking love Donald Trump.
It is so funny.
Unless you can come at as like a place of ignorance and like people will be like, fuck yeah. Like if you're Future and you're like, grab her by the pussy like Donald, people are like, damn, Future's sick. But yeah. If you're like, eh, he's all right. They're like, fuck you, you motherfucker.
Well, it's also funny for people to be like, if a rapper endorses Donald Trump and mm-hmm. then their fans are like, he's racist and homophobic and sexist. It's like, have you ever listened to rap?
Yeah,
fucking idiot?
That's true.
It goes back to that white chick that was like, I saw this bearded hipster asshole fucking patriarchy dickhead, but at least he was listening to Biggie.
Yeah.
That was his one redeeming quality.
It's like,
have you listened to Biggie? Have you listened to rap?
That was funny. When I used to work in my brother's taco truck, we had this girl in there, and she was like, I love Neil Young, all this shit. I love the Flaming Lips. No, she was saying, I love the Flaming Lips. And then we were playing the Flaming Lips, and she was like, oh my God, what is this? Shut this off. And my brother was like, that band you love, Flaming Lips? And she was like, yeah, what? I never heard this album. It's like, it was like their most famous album. Yeah, yeah. It's like, get the fuck. And the one girl had a Neil Young t-shirt, same thing. She was like, what song is this? And he's like, that fucking
Heart
guy's
of Gold.
Yeah, he's like, that
like
guy.
Harvest Moon.
You know that shirt you're wearing, that yeah. band that you love? Shoelace, if you were the president, what's the first thing you would do?
Probably fuck. I don't like.
You would fuck?
Oh, yeah. I don't like.
You fuck?
I don't like. I kind of don't get
First
like,
Lady, hopefully.
Well, no. Like, I don't like. He's supposed to be the most powerful man in the world, right? And you're like, oh, he fucks just
yeah.
one. Like.
Oh,
it's very, you know what I mean? Very it be, postmodern of you. Do you think very... it should be Polly? And obviously, he doesn't. He's had to settle out of court with mad porn stars, yeah. dude. So.
Donald Trump definitely fucks a ton of fucking chicks.
Donald Trump probably just fucks men just because every now and again. He's definitely fucked at least one man somewhere. Just a fucking, like, you know, the board of directors was like, I'll tell you how it's going to be. Fucking, ugh.
You think?
If you're a billionaire, you've definitely fucked a man at least once, out of, just out of like just to keep order.
You were in the office late. Janitor walks by. You're like, get in here. Get the fuck in here.
You always have like your little flask. You're always like kind of like disastrously drunk at the end of the day, yeah. and you're like,
come in some janitor's butt and then make him sign a fucking non-disclosure act. Be like, if you say anything, I'll fucking kill your whole family. Get the fuck out of here.
He was on Epstein's plane.
The Lita Express.
Friends.
He was on it.
Trump was on the pedophile plane?
Yeah, the Lead Express. Probably just gathering intel, dude.
Most likely gathering intel.
He was on, I mean, that's the other thing, too, man. Imagine that. They're like, yo, I got this plane. We're on an island full of, what were they? How old were the girls?
I've 16, never really, 17? Like, read into any of that.
Yeah, because it's anti-Clintons, and you love the Clintons.
You love the Clintons?
Oh, no, I just don't. Like, it has no real effect on my life, I guess. I mean, it's sad. Right,
that's
like,
such a fucking cop-out to be, oh, yes, now I remember. This is guys, one thing that I am kind of excited about is the fucking comedy bubble to burst. Because, man, those Netflix specials just continue to stink.
And it will, because people are going to go, once, man, stand-up sucks.
Once it's like, yeah, you see fucking 30 specials and they're all the exact same, it's like, all right, shut it down. This sucks. This sucks.
Band down the hatches.
And then the people that are doing stand-up for the wrong reasons quit.
True.
And who aren't getting laughs quit. Mm. And the people like me who are fucking excellent artists and true fucking pros.
Yeah, man. 5 years from now, 5 years from now will be interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll be tight to see the people still holding on. And like this, like fucking like, or honestly, I think, let's say 6 years from now, once Trump does his second term and is done, if he's out of office, what the fuck would they talk about? I mean, like, this new president's okay, I guess.
Do you guys remember Donald Trump?
Remember Donald Trump?
You remember that guy, that orange fucking racist?
Yeah.
It's like, you mean the guy who created world peace? Because that's 6 years from now.
Exactly.
Trump will have already mission accomplished.
We'll be in Trump Utopia, dude.
We will.
They'll probably be in Guantanamo. All the female comedians will be in Guantanamo by
they'll
the
be
end
in,
of
they'll be
years.
In Gitmo.
Yeah, their worst fucking
they'll
fears
be in
will
Fitmo,
be realized.
Dude.